controls the spice controls the universe.
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 112 with Paul and Barry.
Hello,
and
listeners.
Yeah. Sunny days.
Sunny days. It's a cold, cold day in winter in England.
Not quite. So we had a 20.6 yesterday.
16 degrees currently.
Now the record's going to go again today. So just two consecutive days, records, since records began in February. Hottest day in fucking winter. We don't even have summer days like this.
But yeah, what's your problem?
No problem. It's all good. Ice cream sellers are loving it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see no negatives.
No negatives, because you don't see, so you are blind, you see nothing.
So does this mean, if it's warm in winter, does that mean when it comes around to summer it'll be really warm?
Oh, really, really warm. Or really cold, or really wet. Who knows?
Yeah.
Really random is what it'll be. It's like chaos. Imagine the chaos god is being let loose. The chaos god of weather.
Chaos god of weather.
So, who knows? The ladybirds are all out today, thousands of them. They'll all be dead by the weekend. And then we'll have plagues of fucking aphids in the summer.
I mean, it is... it's weird, isn't it, basically?
What? In
February.
Not daffodils, dandelions and fucking daisies and stuff.
And it's February.
Like you would in May.
Yeah.
Because there's no one day of summer, does it? It's like a persistent 2 weeks of warm weather that's just freaked everything out.
Yeah.
Oh, well... Birds are fucking nesting in February. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. So, this is going to be about Demon Kickstarter, isn't it?
Yeah. So, we have big news. And we need to get this recorded out.
We do.
Because before it all is finished.
Well, before 5 days' time when winter is coming.
Yeah.
Little winter.
Mm-hmm.
The winter air.
Yeah, so...
Joffrey.
The date...
Joffrey. Joffrey. We suggested that name.
Joffrey. Off of his head. There's far too much of mules.
If you call him Joffrey, I'll buy him the crossbow.
It's Tuesday the 26th, and my second child, my son, is due on the 1st, which is Friday, isn't it? Yes. So we need to get this out.
You've been on full-on nesting mode. I mean you, as in the royal you.
Mm.
Because you've had other things to do, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the house is now fully nested up. Level 7 nesting.
Pretty much, yeah.
With new rooms and loft conversions and this and that.
Yeah. I think the thing that she would do next is probably the back garden. But that's going to...
Just flag it.
I just burn it down, personally. And then just paint over it. Yeah, and be like, that's our garden. That's what I'd do. Yeah.
Scorched earth.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just light a fire under it.
What can they do then?
Yeah.
There's nothing that can't hurt the garden. The garden's already gone.
No maintenance. Stones look after themselves.
No maintenance, lovely. Right, so, we've got 2 weeks in Paul's World, because it's about that long since we've last recorded.
Since BonerCon.
BonerCon on the Sunday, I think. That's 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks and 2 days, roughly.
Sorry, listeners.
But Paul's been busy, he'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, I've been away skiing.
And?
And
away with the army.
I'm away with the army as well, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't fit a tournament in there somewhere. There must be. So go on, tell them about your skiing. You went skiing for a week, as you do.
Yeah.
Did Hannah go?
No. 6 nights away. I mean, it was pushed. That was pushing it, even by my standards.
You reckon?
Yeah, that was really... That was really... When I was out there, I was like, I'm really pushing my luck here.
I don't think so. I mean, it's not like you went away to... Weekend before and weekend after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. basically, we had this magic moment where we booked it a long time ago, well before we were
pregnant. More than 9 months ago. Yeah. You get out of jail for
This was not booked yesterday.
No.
And my parents were able-bodied enough to go skiing. And so me and my sister, always kids, we always went skiing and in France, and we had an opportunity that three generations on the slopes, myself, my sister's family, my sister's kids, and my parents. Mm. So I went for half the trip, which is 6 nights.
They went for 12 nights?
No, not quite 10. But it's the way snow coach does it. You sleep, you travel overnight there and back on a coach, and a ferry and a coach.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've had worse nights, obviously, but it wasn't that comfortable. But anyway, but the skiing was, it was, there was a lot of, there had been a lot of snow, but it, every day was like we are right now, no clouds, full sunshine. Literally, I didn't even need a ski jacket.
Does it melt the snow? Or is
well, it does.
Snow?
That's the problem. Like,
sorry,
you know, it's,
you're gonna get some noise
when
here.
When you piece the slope, it keeps the snow on it for longer than if you hadn't pieced it. But
that's not pissing. That's something else.
Pissing. Yeah. I mean, yes, Larry, you wouldn't know, would you? You poor Norman.
Yeah, like, I mean, dry slope skiing.
Oh, that's like nowhere near.
It was fucking awful. Yeah. Like dislocating three fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
As you would.
Yeah.
Falling and putting your hand in those fucking big holes.
Exactly. It's not.
It's not normal.
Not
is it? It's big holes.
No, it's not skiing. Anyway, it was really good, and the weather was really warm. I said, like, I skied in without a jacket. All the time, and I wish I could have taken some pictures. I did the snow park one day. So the snow
is
park
not one giant snow park.
What
is it not like one
no,
giant
no, no,
winter
no.
wonderland?
So the
you, I think you're using terms that us non-skiers might not be aware of.
Oh, okay. So
snow park.
Part of the slopes they dedicate to big jumps, which they build especially on. So they build these set-piece jumps.
Well, like for snowboarders
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, for skiing. And for skiing. It's for everybody. Yeah, but like they are...
But the snowboarders are
so skiing. So I go up the top, so yeah. I find myself an opportunity to go down it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a bit of a man test, isn't it? You know, you've got to like put yourself off, see if you're, you know, you can
like
your bottle, hold yeah, your bottle long enough to do it.
Right, go on then.
And at the top of these slopes, it has its sign saying small, extra small, small, medium and large. Like it's implying
what, size of stones.
Yeah, size of jumps.
Size of stones.
Yeah.
Size of your wall.
Yeah. And so it implies that they have jumps of all sizes. No. Like all the jumps were medium or large. And I did the medium ones and one of them were I'd kill myself with the large. But like one of the medium ones is this, it runs up, it slopes up, and then it has a flat piece, yeah, and then a downward slope, so you have to go high and far enough.
To clear the
down slope, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
to clear it, and it's like, hold on to your balls.
They did that as a quiz show once, didn't they? The
what?
Jump.
Mm.
Didn't work very well.
That's a ski jump. That's a down. That's a
all right.
Discipline. Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, it wasn't like that.
This is free skiing jump. Anyway, I did the thing, yo, and I came back unhurt, which is good. And I was
because I can't think what would have.
Yeah, I know.
If you came back with like a broken
yeah,
leg
exactly,
or a broken pelvis in a wheelchair for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Push me around with your newborn child.
I know. I was like, this is about me, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's all gone. Big stones jumps as yeah, well. What's the worst that could happen?
And but I did skiing and snowboarding because obviously I can do both. And I did take the snowboard off piece, but the snow would, it, when it gets like this, when it is melted and refrozen so many times, it's not good for skiing. So you could, there was basically they need, though there was a decent amount of snow, they needed more snow to fall to make you know to carry it on.
Well, they don't control the snow,
yeah,
as far as I know.
Yeah, well, they can.
That's
you can make baked snow and like piece the main runs. But it's all the sub, all the
fake snow. With water.
Whatever.
With what, asbestos.
Yeah, it's not as good as real stuff. You want deep powder. It's like a thin synthetic material. Anyway.
Is it biodegrade or we just fucking destroy the planet?
Of course it does. Like
you go there in the summer and it's just covered in this white carpet of fucking.
This isn't the podcast about a ski trip. Like so, I went skiing and then when I came back.
Well, that's the thing. There we go. Because you were fucking bitching about global warming, laughing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the future. No more fucking skiing. Where are you going to ski? Fucking South Pole? North
Pole?
The
Rocky Mountains.
Go to Siberia or
yeah,
somewhere
yeah,
and ski there.
And so when I came back, I had to go straight off with the army. So I came back on the Thursday, and the Friday I was out with the army.
No, you had to do the
kind
of making of the study, didn't you, first? Single-handed. Painting and decorating and claiming all the credit for all the work that had been done while you were absent.
Of course. Well, I facilitated the work.
Facilitated, that's true.
My comments were completely
that
correct.
Worked.
Yeah.
It was a complete lie.
I said Paul had done it.
Yeah, and now he has gone off shooting with the army. Paul went shooting with the army, did he? And his dad went shooting with the army, did he? I don't think he did.
So, again, that was pushing it. and yeah, but what?
It's good job she couldn't catch you even if she tried. Could she? At the moment.
Yeah. Right. So I was off bounty chasing, which is a horrible thing to be doing, but it is basically for the contract with the reserves, you have to do a certain amount of time and set dates.
Yeah, to find some way to pay for the skiing trip.
Yeah, exactly. But what was quite cool was on the ranges, I was the best shot out of about 60 people, which is pretty cool.
Officers?
Everybody. Officers, soldiers.
Oh, that's bad.
And they wouldn't announce who'd won because I'm an officer.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame them.
So after the check grouping, my pattern was, is 15 millimetres.
What is it? What was the guy's name? The sharpshooter in Sharp. It wasn't Sharp. He was good.
Plunkett.
Was it?
No, yeah.
They used to get some fella out.
Yeah, Hagman.
Yeah, that was him. From Norwich or something. Some country bumpkin, yeah. So you're not only the officer.
Best of a weapon as well.
Fuck, that would fucking piss you off, so that would piss me off.
And also, I can smash the fitness, so it's like...
Yeah. Is there no end to this man?
Yep.
Is there no end? So,
I think you can see.
And you're going to tell me you've got some hobby done as well.
The thing is, you can see that it really annoys the senior NCOs. Because.
Yes, that's Sharp, man. Yeah, yeah. That's Sharp you're fucking off. And that Irish fucker with the shotgun. Yeah. O'Malley or O'Reilly.
Because the exit, like the weekend away, was field gear. So the thing is all the NCOs, like, they all cut about with their, like, I don't know where they've gotten it from, like, own gear. Like, it's not issued, but it's like, or it's issued once, and like, they've got these alley bits of kit. They bloody hate it when an officer has their own bits of kit, and they just, like, you know, infuriates them. So,
why would an officer not have his own kit? I thought you had to buy your own Chevy.
Well, no, it's just I've done tours, right. So I have some of this stuff, like, still from tours. It's like military. Basically, it's military fashion, Barry.
Right.
And I get, and it's like, in the, and it's just funny that, like, there I am cutting about, you know, in my, you know, in stuff I've gotten from Iraq and Afghan, being better than them, and they hate it.
Well, stuff they purchased or stuff they give you.
They give me. All right. I wouldn't buy anything,
well,
Barry.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. No.
I thought it was like bling.
No.
Like
army. Yeah, but you have to be given it.
What's the word?
In the right place to give it.
Flair, isn't it? Army flair.
Yeah. So, you have to be in the right place to be given it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well done, you. Well done, you, sir.
Well,
keep those grunts in their place.
Exactly. The thing is the the sad thing is right now, is financial year ends the end of March, and there's two last tick in the boxes I need to do to complete my contract to take my bounty of about £1,800.
Right.
You know, I will get those ticks in the box done, but instead of just like, you know, there are fitness tests I need to do, which is like I could be signed off, and an online maths seminar with operational law, which I'm allowed to teach as an officer.
Right.
Now, and I've emailed in and said, look, my wife's due. Do you mind just facilitating this when it's convenient for me? Like, no, not sticking me to these set dates for when they are, because my wife's due?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you do realise it's the army.
Also, it's because who I am and what I've just gone on and done. Because the thing, sadly, like...
We'll make an exception for you.
Exactly, and it's like, because I've stuck my head above the parapet and excelled at something, it gets you noticed. And sometimes getting noticed for good things results in bad stuff. And it's like, great, okay, I'll turn up on this set day. Oh, just speaks back. My wife goes into labour. I'm leaving.
Sounds tremendous, sir.
Yeah.
Sounds tremendous.
But I don't think that... So next financial year, which April, I can't see myself completing a contract with them.
So you only have to tell them next April, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make.
Yeah, but that means you've got to do another 17-day away then.
No. I'll probably, we'll see how this second child, like how life is with the second child. I can see myself.
It's a bit different to the first one.
I can see myself just saying no. It's like I'm too busy being a family man. I mean, I'm not leaving, but don't expect a lot from me.
Right.
Yeah, and if that impacts me negatively, I don't care.
What about hobbies, sir? Because I mean, we've done Paul's World a little bit. thing.
Sorry, yeah. Mm.
Have you done any hobbies?
Yes, I've painted a Lannister army for Game of Thrones.
Of course you have.
It's about 70 models.
But it's red.
Yes.
That's not normal.
No,
so.
It's...
I mean, you're not a blue Lannister.
I know. Well, there aren't. Like, I mean, and I have... I worked out a method of doing it before I left, as in, like, how am I going to batch paint these guys to a decent, nice tabletop standard? And I followed a guide for painting red off Warhammer TV, and then just applied it across the army. Yeah, and yeah, it looked quite cool.
Was it good?
I mean, the game I'm playing it on Wednesday against Rid.
Oh yeah. Okay, I might be down on Wednesday for a change.
So
late on.
Rid's using Boltons.
Bastards.
Yeah, against my Lannisters. Now, I haven't finished the basing, and I probably won't get to finish the basing, but the models are all painted. Yeah.
Cool. Well
done. Yeah. And well, there you go. I mean, they're lovely. I've got to say, they are lovely models for what they are. For one-piece models...
How much variety?
4 variations out of 12.
Okay, so 3 of each?
Yeah. They are... I say, they're lovely models. Like, they... For no assembly stuff, it's like...
But is it one of those ones that now you've missed the Kickstarter, it's expensive to
get in? I mean, it would be, yeah. Yeah, to replicate my Lannister army would be a lot more money than I spent on that Kickstarter. And, well, it cost me nothing, didn't it?
Yeah, because you sold the other bits to cover it all.
Yeah. But it's to buy...
That's a good Kickstarter.
Yeah, to buy it fresh would be pricey. Because the way they're doing their starting factions, like, if you buy the Night's Watch, it has all the tokens... The Night's Watch starting faction has all the tokens you need to play the game. Well, they haven't got one for Lannisters or Starks because they're in the two-player starter
set.
So
that's in the Paul's world.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So no games, but
no games at all. Yeah. Shit, I don't know how many games I've played. I've played some online stuff. I've been playing Magic Arena. Mm-hmm. People play that. I'd recommend anybody who doesn't play that. It's free.
Yeah.
Play Magic for free.
Yeah.
Grind away, get some free drafts. Maybe even get some tier one decks if you're there long enough. Mm-hmm. You can direct challenge now, so that's nice. I'm playing. What's it, Warhammer Champions?
Yep.
But only online.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got friends in real life. More importantly, I haven't got time to meet friends in real life. Yeah. So, that's quite a nice little mobile game. So Paul's brought some cards over for me to scan in.
Yeah, I didn't realise there was an online, like, connected. I mean, it's clever, connected to the cards. Like, you can have the physical cards and you can have them online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if, like, a situation like I've got is like, where you go, take my cards and put them onto your account.
Yeah, I mean, the weird thing about Magic
so
is...
How do you scan them in? How do you...
Just with the phone. Your phone. You just...
Very nice.
So the weird thing about Magic is you actually have separate cards.
Yeah.
So to do this in Magic, I have a card physically and also have another card online. But I have to buy them again.
Yeah.
So this, at least you get to use them twice.
Yeah.
In effect. Mm-hmm. But it's the kind of game that I'm never going to play physically because I've already got 4 or 5 card games that I've physically that I'd never get around to playing anyway.
Yeah.
And you only bought this to play Sherwin, didn't you?
Well, I bought, and we haven't got round to doing it yet. But I mean,
so what faction is he? Chaos? Or
I think so, I mean, it was just that he said it was good.
I think it is, we thought.
It's like, and I was like, oh, cool. Well, it's not expensive.
Well, it is.
But no, not to have a game of it.
Not to have a game with an introductory deck.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's about £13.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to build a competitive deck, which is kind of the kind of player I am, it's fucking ridiculously expensive. Mm. In fact, it's so nuts that your booster pack in paper, you get like 13 cards or something, with one guaranteed rare.
Yeah.
For almost the same cost online, you get 5 cards with no rares, potentially. You get 2 uncommons and 3 commons, and that costs you £2. For a booster, and you're going, hang on a fucking minute, this is a bit rich. But I guess that's where all the competitive players are, so they're trying to make their money online.
Yeah. I do some hobby stuff, actually, other things.
Well, of course you do, sir. It's impossible for you to...
War Master Rage. The next event we're playing in, the Tri-Wiz, the 2 Battle of 5 4
armies.
So I'm thinking of doing Orcs and Goblins.
You said that.
No. So I've been getting some Goblins.
Oh, you don't have goblins?
No. I don't have a goblin army. So, and I was like, what would I want to do for a goblin army? So, Well, as I say,
you've got trolls.
I've been keeping on eBay and picking up goblin units cheap. Yeah. So
there's a recaster kicking around. I don't know if you should discuss that or not. Mm. I mean, he's open about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit pricey if you're asking me.
Yeah, but I mean, so I've been looking on eBay. And like, you know, again, capping myself at 10 quid a unit. And I picked up some goblin
units. You couldn't even buy these recasts for 10 quid a unit.
Well, as I say, well, then he's pricing too much, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, some of them are a little bit on the rare side. Yeah. It's a fair dinkum if you want to. I mean, it's not like the Italian fellow who's charging like 45 euros a fucking unit. But like, more than 20 euros a unit, I saw. Mm. So I don't know how people feel about that. One thing it did piss me off, and you may think this is because I've got my own self-interest, but people were like, Chris, put up a poll about recasting.
Oh, right, yeah.
Did you see this poll?
I did not.
We'll do this as a week in War Master. So Chris put up a poll, and he said, how do people feel about people posting up sales ads in the trade group for recasts?
Yeah.
And like, 70% of people were like, whatever, you know, it is what it is. As long as they're out of production and the person's honest about the fact they're recast.
Yeah.
And some people have kind of said that, and they don't try and price gouge because obviously they're just fucking recast, mate. They're not costing you £25 to fucking make.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was, there was like a sizable percentage were saying that it was just completely okay to not only recast in production stuff, but to advertise it. On the forum, say, that's fucking nuts, mate. So say like a company, not like mine, because there was no market in recasting my stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But say you were like Privateer Press.
Yeah.
Not only, or GW.
Yeah.
Current stock, not only to recast it, but then to publicly fucking advertise it as recast.
Yeah.
And that's acceptable. I don't think that's...
No, I disagree. I agree with you there, but that is probably a step too far. But, I mean, we are talking about a game system where the company doesn't do anything with it. I think it's a little different. Like, but you.
I think morally it's hard though.
Yeah.
There isn't ever a point where these are out of copyright and you can do what you want with them.
No, no.
I don't believe.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just really struck me as strange, and like quite a lot of people were quite offended by the fact that people were quite happy for people to recast stuff that's in production. So say like...
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
So say like Eureka Miniatures, who are a much bigger outfit than me, nice stuff, and they've got big ranges.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, but it's expensive to get from Australia, just by the nature of
it. I just got some Eureka stuff as prize support for London GT, and I had to pay the customs.
And the postage is quite...
No, they left it, they paid the postage, but it got stung for customs.
Say it's not prize support.
Yeah.
Say it's me ordering an order.
It would be expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive to ship it from Australia, pay customs on it,
You only order an army or not at all.
Mm. And it's not that the units themselves are particularly expensive. They're kind of certainly under the £10
level.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. But people genuinely be willing for somebody to recast those and then sell them on the forum. That's fucking nuts.
That's not cool.
That's not cool, no, because they're not doing it as like a hobby. That's the business.
Yeah, exactly.
With people like before. Mm. But anyway. So it was quite a heated discussion, and another fair point was made that other groups in the past have gone down this road and been open about the fact that recasts are allowed and advertised recasts, and had the group shut down.
Because
GW just eventually get wind of it, can't do this.
So
the group's gone. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But that was one doommonger said that that's something that they've seen in a previous group. My dog is biting the shit out of my hand, so I'm trying not to. Stop it, for fuck's sake. She's had an operation, she's been to Spain, and it kind of went. The mesh got infected.
Yeah.
Or not infected, maybe her body's rejecting the mesh, which dissolves eventually or something, but yeah. So she had 2 weeks in the collar and stuff, and now she's got another 2 weeks. Yeah. And another couple of hundred down the vet. God almighty, vets make fucking money.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Oh, you turned up, 50 quid. Like, oh. Well, do you want me to come in the room? No, 50 quid.
See you in a week, another 50 quid.
God, leave a tip on the way out.
Leave a fucking tip.
It's where the NHS is going to be.
I hope not. I saw something on Facebook about how the NHS costs about £4,000 per person, which sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money, £4,000 per person in the UK.
Yeah.
But in America, it's £11,000.
Yeah.
That may be some dollars, $4,000 per UK. Mm-hmm. $11,000 per American.
Yeah.
And it only covers about fucking half of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure the ones that get it are getting any better than we're getting, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I suppose just more timely. But I mean, I recently had a chest x-ray done, because I've had a cough for like over a month.
Jürgen's giving an interview.
And I went over to my GP, because that's what you're supposed to do, and I waited for my
appointment. Was this before or after you went skiing?
No, it's when I come back. It was booked ages ago. And GP, yeah, like, chest is clear, saturations are good. I mean, she didn't tell me anything I didn't already get know. And she was like, book you in, let's just book you in for a chest x-ray as an outpatient and see if anything comes up on it. So I go along straight away, then I go straight to the hospital. I'm out of the hospital within an hour.
Right.
Like, it was interesting being it as a patient on the outside. Because we get people coming to A&E who's like, GP sent me here because we can't wait for,
we can't wait for
the results.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, but it's not difficult to have one done. Like, if you're physically able-bodied enough to walk into the ED, you're physically able enough to walk into outpatient X-ray and have one done.
Yeah, but it'd be a month's time.
Now having done that, I will be a bit more dubious of people's stories, I find. Because if they don't have any evidence of that GP, I will be a bit...
Oh, you mean they might just be making it up?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that is one of the strengths of the NHS, is that if you go into A&E...
Yeah.
You'll get seen and you'll get dealt with. Whatever the fuck it is.
Exactly.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Which is why people sometimes don't even bother with the GP anymore. Yeah, they just go straight there.
Sadly, yes. But anyway, again, we've...
NHS podcast.
These are things we've said before. We're not going on this.
Well, it might be new listeners. New listeners.
So, yeah, I say, my other thing was I've been chasing down goblins.
Goblins.
Because Polar Fox... is ranges of goblins look like they're like mountain generic goblins. They're not, well, GW mostly did night goblins, but the goblin list is a mixture of night goblin units and generic goblin units.
Not forest goblins, then.
Like wolf riders,
okay.
Generic goblins, but squig herders, so like that's in the goblin list, like units that are, that's polar fox as that unit. So that's night goblins. So I think if I do it, orcs and goblins, my goblin list will be two tribes, because one tribe doesn't... You have to have wolf riders and you have to have generic goblins.
Right, and they're not the same goblins.
Okay, you can. Polar fox, you could do it all polar fox. You could do it all generic goblins as a look, but then you've got to have goblins in the orc list as well.
Which are night goblins.
Which, it was just like, oh my God, it's going to be a cool army. It will be definitely... When it's all on the table, it'll definitely be, that's a big green skin army.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll talk a bit more next time about all the other bits and bobs I'm running out, because there's more stuff on Dancing Yak.
Yeah. But I haven't seen any evidence of models yet.
Oh, I think we're in pre-production still, aren't we? We're on 3D sculpted, aren't we, as far as I know. There was some cool, like, single barbarian-y miniature from somebody. And then the guy that made the tree men, he's made a troll.
Yep.
Was he that same the guy that made the ogre?
Yes, he was. Like, yeah.
That's a great time to be in 10mm stuff.
10mm! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Right, so we're going to talk about...
The main topic. Which is very exciting.
Very exciting. We've got Demon Kickstarter running.
Yes, we do. Well, I don't. But, like, okay, so on Kickstarter, titled up 10mm Demon Infantry Miniatures from Blackgate Miniatures is the title of the Kickstarter. It is currently running. It has, needing for £1,000 to be backed, it has already got 2,887.
That's very nice.
And it has 43 backers doing that. 28 days to go, so it's already funded before we can even get it funded in 3 hours.
Less than 3 hours, sir, because I would know that.
There's one level of backing, which is £45, and that will give you 6 units of Demon Infantry, which are priced at £7.50 per unit.
I'll be honest, it's not the cheapest.
No,
but then I've seen people charge £5.50, and there's only two fucking sculpts in there.
Yeah.
And this is going to have like 13 sculpts.
Yeah, so I mean, your quality speaks for itself. This is limited to 100 backers, so there's currently 58 left of 100, and the Blackgate Miniatures has been very clear that there will be no more. In terms of, there can't be 101 backers, nor will there be a late...
There could be less than...
Yes, there could be less. Yeah, but nor will there be
Late pledges, none of that shit.
Yeah.
No, because realistically, as a one-man band, and Paul's going to make his speech now about I'm willing to help, and that's really good to know, but
I can see your future, sir. Your future's getting busy in a few weeks.
So
after you get over the sleeping 3 months, then it starts getting
Of course. Now, so I've currently backed 63 because in the campaign, at every grand it unlocks, at £2,000 it unlocks Demon Hound models.
They're going to be good. I think the
4 variant sculpts, sculpted in packs of 12, £7.50 a pack. So I've expanded my original 45 to now 63 because it adds 15 on because I want 2 units of hounds. Yeah,
45 and 50,
and then postage as well. It's post. Yeah, so.
Oh, well, you're just guessing the post. I'll pay the postage later.
So.
Why are you putting postage on? I'll just get it.
No, it isn't. But hang on, I can't not to. I know you will, but.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I can't.
Not.
Yeah, I can't. I know you're gonna give it to me, but I can't not have postage. Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
Shit.
Yeah,
I think. Oh, how the fuck is it doing that?
Well, there you go.
They changed the process.
Yeah,
so
it's only £3, Barry.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because that's happening to everybody. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, some of the people around the world are getting forced into like £9.
Well, then when you hand it over to them, give them £3 back.
But also, it's inflating the amount, isn't it? You don't want you don't want £10,000, but then £1,000 of it's postage.
All right. Well, anyway, there you go. That won't. Yeah. Then Stretch Goal 2 is at £3,000, which I was hoping we'd get to online while we're here. And then, so me as a backer, this is where it gets a little interesting because then it unlocks Demon Chariots. Now, I want that unlocks when the total is £3,000, but me adding to my amount adds to the general total. So it's like, if I add to my 63 of another £10 back, so make it 83, then that also pushes it closer to £3,000.
Exactly. I think realistically, a lot of these will fund when people see the art. Because at the moment, it's just names, isn't it? So the hounds look like. I know what the hounds are going to look like.
I sent
the idea to Christian to do the art.
So. And then Stretch Goal 3 is £4,000. Unlocks the disgusting demonic swarm models. Good thing I pointed that out.
It was. It was. I call them spawn.
Swarm. So these make demon swarms.
So they're going to be a little bit different. These are going to be like the rat swarms. So
packs
little 20 by 20
packs
bases.
Of six. So there'll be two on each base. Like the ones, like Skaven rats.
None of the bases will look the same because there'll be some variation in the little.
£6 back only because I guess there's not much metal on these things.
Well, it's a reasonable amount, but they're not very complicated to make.
And then Stretch Goal 4 is £5,000, unlocks the Demon Fly models, which you're only in an army list, you're going to have a max of 2 anyway. £7.50.
And now I find that they're facing the way I didn't think they were.
Yeah.
They're facing like harpies.
Yeah.
They're not quite as strong as I thought.
Yeah.
But you're still going to probably want 2.
Yeah, no, you're going to want. If you're going to do. So. So what this gives you is there's no characters.
There is. It's just not on the list.
Not on the list. Ah, I see. That's why you listen to the podcast. So where do characters fit into it?
The next stretch goal, and it will just be a free character pack.
Yeah, cool.
Subject to a certain amount.
Because in a demon list, there's the characters write themselves. You're going to have. You can have a maximum of 5 characters. That's it.
I think 5 is pushing it.
5 is pushing it, but that's all you can have.
Realistically, you're going to have. Two sorcerers because you have to.
So from this Kickstarter, you can make quite a decent demon army.
I could make my demon
army.
Yeah,
you can make. Barry can make his demon army.
Yes.
Personally, I would want
something about everything.
I would want a bit more variation. Now, so what I would do is I personally would proxy like a greater demon, or something from the Chaos range. That's how I would do it. While I wait for Kickstarter demon. What would you call it? Demon to turn up to number 2 to turn up. Now, for the second one, would you lead that with demon cavalry?
I don't know. It depends how much left.
That's the obvious thing to do.
I know, but you've got to be honest. Mm. The thing that people really want out of this are probably the chariots.
Yeah.
And the other thing that people want out of this are the infantry.
Yeah.
So they're the things that people are going to buy en masse.
Yeah. Yeah,
and both of them are in this Kickstarter.
Yeah,
because I couldn't, in good conscience, make a list and try and hold the chariots back.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep. Okay.
Because that's what you would have done if you were playing it sensibly. Yeah. You say, I'll do everything but the chariots in this one. I'll do the chariots in the next one because the chariots are the only other thing that people are gonna maybe want 4 units of. Some people might want 6 units of.
So how will those units feature in your range?
Which?
Well, the other stuff. Demon, Great Demon, the
They may not need a Kickstarter in all
They won't need a Kickstarter.
They may not need a Kickstarter.
Oh, okay, they'll just appear on your website.
Yeah. Obviously, so the plan will be get the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Get Robbie Sculpt to go to shit.
Yeah.
And that'll take him however long it takes. He's a busy guy. Yeah. And then he gives it all to me. And then over the summer and autumn, I get it all cast up. And then towards the end of the year, ship tag. And then either repeat the Kickstarter process to get the rest of it done.
Yep.
But there isn't a lot outstanding, especially if I do the characters.
Yeah.
I think there's only like...
Well, pull up War Master Army Builder on it now.
But it is for other 10mm war games as well. Your Kings of War, your Mini Hammer. Yeah. It's not just for War Master.
We're just going to have a look at the War Master Army list here.
Thanks to Dave, who's building a new version of this, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Revolution.
Mobile friendly.
Demon. There you go.
So you've got...
You've got Demon Hordes, you've got Swarms, you've got Hounds, and you've got Chariots. There's your four units. And that leaves Cavalry, Beasts... Oh, you've already got Flies. You've got five units.
Yeah,
leaves,
there aren't many. Yeah. This is an old school. It's not like Wood Elves with 20
That leaves list. Cavalry, Beasts, and a Greater Demon.
That's it.
Well, I suppose, why don't you just make them individually?
Well, the only thing even remotely possible to do a Kickstarter for is Cavalry.
Yeah.
And they're Boar Boys, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're hitty.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're worth the extra 15 points on the chariots, which is the old chestnut.
Yeah, the old chestnut. That old...
that old... the old chaos chestnut. Because they hit as hard on the attack, but they're obviously a bit more defensive because they've got four attacks rather than three when they're charged.
So you can make those other three units. Assuming the character pack exists in this first Kickstarter.
Well, otherwise, they'll go in the second one.
So the three outstanding units could just be made individually. I mean, like Demon Beast, you can only have two units in an army. You can only have two units. I mean, you're right, Barry, that's not a great idea for a Kickstarter, is it?
Well, it is, because you just have a small Kickstarter for Cavalry.
Yeah, a £500 one.
Maybe, and then a couple of small stretch goals for a Greater Demon, just a single 32mm miniature. The Demon Beasts, I don't know what they are.
Well, yeah, but they can be whatever you want.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Again, you're not going to have more than...
You can't have
that. Might be really, really quite expensive. That could get to kind of... Like, the sculpting of that could be quite expensive, because you want some variety.
Yeah.
But it's only going to be... What is it, one base? Because that Demon Beast is three bases, isn't it?
Depends how you want to make the unit.
It's three. I'm sure it's three bases.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah. See, three. I mean, they're a lovely unit.
So five attacks.
Monsters, look, they're monsters with five attacks. That means they charge with seven.
Yeah, but have you seen how expensive they are?
Yeah, 220. like, they're a lot.
And they are short-based, aren't they? They're monsters. Yeah. They've got monsters. I mean, they're good.
They're good.
But I mean, so you're going to have to do three reasonable size sculpts for something that at most people are going to buy one unit of.
Well, maybe two.
That's pushing it. Yeah. Are you going to find 220 points?
No, you're not. But it's a build, isn't it? It's the collector. Like the only most they can have is two.
Yeah, well, okay.
So while you're here, like, click up the army that you will make from your own
Kickstarter.
Well, just do it again.
I sure did. It was like, wasn't it, like nine of these? Nine infantry.
Nine demon hordes.
Three swarm.
Nice.
Wanging some chariots and some flyers.
Yeah.
And then the character pack.
Make your character selection.
And then...
Yeah, that's it. That's the magic items to fill it out. Yeah,
I think that was it.
Yeah, so you're looking... Barry's Kickstarter could do an army of 9 demon hordes, 3 demon swarms, 6 demon chariots...
You could take some of those away by hand.
Two flyers, and then a character build-up of a demon overlord, a hero with a favour of the gods, and 2 sorcerers. And some points left over to make some.
You could also, like, take down some chariots,
some
hounds, mess stuff about.
Cool. It's not even using one of the units that you're making.
Which
hounds.
One? Yeah, but I can.
Right,
it's not hard. You can just take some chariots off, put some hounds in.
Yeah.
And you've got more room to play. You can take Favour of the Gods off. That is another interesting thing, because the Favour of the Gods, the winged character, that's a little bit potentially problematic as well.
Yeah, but I mean...
We'll see.
But Barry, they're demons.
Of course.
Like,
they fly by magic like unicorns.
Like
unicorns.
They don't
have
physical wings, do they?
Well, they have... jetpacks, so So we will see. So the plan is, once you get to 5,000, once you see the art that Christian's going to do, it's going to be exceptional as always. And then after that, it will just be a case of unlocking free characters which go in a pack to people who back a certain amount.
Yep.
It may be the £45, it may have to be more than that. It may be
everyone's back 45.
Exactly. It may be just anybody who backs 45, or it might have to be, you have to spend a bit more. Because the character pack, it depends on how many models are in those.
What I really like about it, compared to other Kickstarters that I've supported, and this isn't just me blowing smoke.
You can blow smoke, sir.
But it's that you haven't bitten off more than you can chew. Like, you have limited, like, it's 100. And your first update, as a punter, to me as a punter, said that it is going to be 100 people, that's it. I like that. That is,
I've done it twice now. I know how hard it is to do 100
exactly.
punters.
I know, but it, that's really good. Like, as a customer, I'm like, oh, good, this man isn't going to try and, like, run to Mexico. Or he isn't going to try and, like, oh, do more, way more than it can.
That's the biggest problem. When you back a Kickstarter and it just sprawls, and suddenly instead of getting it this year, you wait until fucking 2022.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, but I've got to do all the production. It's like, I don't want your production, I just want to start.
Might have done Brexit by that point.
Don't go there, man.
Maybe your house will be finished.
Don't go there. Hopefully the world will end before Brexit because of the global warming.
Yeah. But yeah, so that speaks of a maturity to a Kickstarter, which I like to see as a punter.
It's because, what am I doing it for? I'm not doing it to make a living, am I? It's not possible. Yeah. You're doing it because something doesn't exist, I want to do it. If you make a few quid, then happy days. Happy it's days. Only like pocket money. But, But I also feel guilty about the fact it's only pocket money, because it means that a professional company couldn't necessarily do this.
I
don't worry about
it's
it.
Hypothetical.
It's only because of the economist in me.
Yeah.
It's like I was making my own ice creams at home and selling them for half price.
It's just gone up your Kickstarter. 2,927.
Ooh.
Oh, in fact, I can increase mine now, confident that it'll make 3,000. Yeah, I won't do it because it would delay me.
It's a good job I talked to Paul today, because we only started yesterday. And I hadn't realised when they told me, it asked me to estimate shipping. I didn't realise that was putting that on the fucking pledges. Mm. They're cheeky bastards. They want a 5%, don't they? Or 8% of the shipping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway.
So, are you happy with how it's going?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, there will be first world problems that later in the Kickstarter.
Because
say the Kickstarter only takes 2 weeks to finish.
Yeah.
But it's running for 30 days.
Yeah.
Then in the last 16 days, I'm just going to get people saying, well, can I back it? And I say, no, sorry, it's done. And then just people fucking moaning about the fact that they want to back it.
Well, but
they didn't know about it.
Well, that's not your problem, is it?
It's not my problem, but
you've advertised it in the right places.
Well, you'd hope so.
I mean, there's
not quite advertising on the 28 mil
forum. But then your answers to that is anybody who's logged into Kickstarter can follow certain producers. Like, I'm following you.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Like, then follow me on Kickstarter and get me next time.
Yeah. Or it will all go to retail eventually.
Yeah, and you say, it's not like they won't be able to be bought for retail, but that's your limit.
I'm not going to worry about getting it to retail until I've done the Kickstarter and delivered the Kickstarter, because that's what you expect, isn't it?
Exactly.
And now, do you know when this thing, Joan of Arc, will be back? When the fuck is that coming?
I don't know. Like, and I don't know why we both backed it, to be honest. That was a mistake.
That was a massive mistake. That is one of those things where you see the Kickstarter and you go like, oh, that's a lot. That is a lot of stuff in heroic 60 mil, whatever randomness it is.
Now mistakes are made by being buried.
Now we've both got like 150 quid's worth of 16 mil heroic scale miniatures. Yeah. Hopefully the scenery's good.
Yes, I want the scenery to be good.
And we're never going to play the fucking game.
Well,
realistically.
Yeah.
He's one copy.
Yeah.
And we both bought it.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. I mean, like, never mind. Listen, Lewis. It wasn't 150 quid.
With postage, I think it was.
Oh. Okay. I think it was dollars.
Okay. I think it's about 120 quid plus posting.
Yeah. Whatever. Like,
whatever. But that's just how Kickstarter works. Sometimes you get carried away. And this will stop it. Because I could see last time it was getting to the stage in the second Kickstarter run where I could see it getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I can keep making stuff, but then we're just pushing the deadlines back further and further and further.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so, I got the sculpts quite late. I didn't get the sculpts till October. Last time. Mm. So, anyway, if it takes 3 months to get the sculpt, it takes me then 6 months to get it done. then that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be doing
Barry,
it.
Barry, you're going to... There's going to be loads of demon armies in the sea.
There's going to be my demon army. I'm already talking to a painter about getting my demon army.
Which painter?
To you, so.
What?
I know you paint well. I know you paint nice, but I need a, like a...
Like a what?
A good-looking army. A good-looking, sexy army, man.
I'd do that for you.
Sexy demon army.
I'll do that for you. Just let me give...
Did you see the pictures on the Kickstarter?
What, of painting?
Of the video. With
yeah.
the ogre.
Yeah, they look good, actually.
Maybe be him.
Is it Christoph?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, okay. Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm not complaining if you're getting Christoph to do it.
Yeah, well, that's
just
what
don't
I'm
hold your breath.
That's who I'm talking to about it.
All right, cool.
Because he's shit look good, man.
Yeah, he's good. He's better than me. All right, that's fine. Right, I'll accept that.
Yeah, I'm not just going to be some random fucking Joe Schmo.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Yeah, like, cool. So, yeah, the Kickstarter's going good. Well, there'll probably only be one podcast between now and then when it ends, realistically.
Yeah.
Because of winter is coming. Mm-hmm. Little winter's coming.
Yeah.
And then the Kickstarter will be done.
Yeah.
One way or the other. It'll either be the 30 days or up, it'll have funded and ended early.
I mean, the 100 backers you chose, was that as a calculation to the money?
It kind of matches with the money, yeah. doesn't it? So if it's £45 back in,
yeah.
and there's 100 backers, that's $4,500.
But... The chances are a lot more people will.
Well, most people won't just buy the six units.
The six units, yeah.
They'll buy some of the stretch goals.
Yeah.
And that will trigger everything, and hopefully we get to the next stretch goal. Say the next scroll is $6,000, and then that's a free character pack for everybody. Mm-hmm. Happy days.
Happy days.
And then after that, it kind of is what it is. But hopefully it doesn't get too out of hand and like too many million units, because. It's got to be achievable.
I have
got to stay focused on the goal. My goal is not to go and retire on some fucking island, drinking sangria,
living off your trust fund.
Screw
the whole nation.
Paul showed me a video of David Cameron that was
George Ezra's song,
taking the piss, basically.
It's very funny.
Taking the piss.
I'm just trying to think now. Have I played in a tournament against it? I don't think I've played against a demon.
Well, if it's on list, that's the problem.
Yeah,
I have, because it was the Pink Peril.
Pink Peril.
I don't know where they've gone.
Yeah.
Chris Hall probably owns them.
Yeah.
Probably. He definitely sold them, Jim.
Yeah.
Pink Peril. Mm-hmm. But they were proxy. And Jim's very good at not only proxy, but he's very good at converting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he converted a whole ogre army out of the 12 skulls or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
There were only 12 sculpts, I think, in the original. And there were lots of them with variants of the same sculpt with weapon swaps. And he made a whole fucking army out of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got that many of them. Must have cost him a fortune. Mm-hmm. It will be really nice, because I think demons are very good in the game. They're not as good as maybe they were. But you could say the same about Lizardmen.
But if I
was playing Lizardmen before they got that change to the... To the leadership from the failing the role and that knackering your leadership in. I'm sure Lizardmen were obnoxious to play against.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want demons to be. Like, I really do remember a game in Warhammer 7th in a tournament at Warhammer World where my Skaven went up against a demon army, which was a recently done army book, and I had no chance. And it was just stupid. Like
but demons have always had the potential, like elves, to just be fucking ridiculous.
Exactly, and I just remember there's just no way I could beat that army. It was a silly game, I like that. Yes, this list is a very good demon list.
There are some problems though. People do say, and with some degree of kind of justice, that the instability table's too harsh.
Good,
but on the flip side, you're getting immune to terror through the whole army.
Yeah. That's a massive buff.
Through the whole fucking
like
army.
The main thing that the opponent can do to debuff your units at will doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
It's just like, they're all...
That's all right, on deck at that.
Yeah.
But then you've still got initiative. They have initiative.
Yeah. No, it's fine the way it is.
And you can grow back units.
Yeah,
and
it's fine.
Your spells
are right. What it represents is demons fighting in the mortal world.
Yeah.
Like, eventually they will pop out.
Yeah.
If they're damaged. Good. Like, it's how it should be. You can summon them again, but you can summon them with spells.
You can?
Yeah. What do people want? Like,
I don't know. It does feel bad late game, though. I'm telling you, there comes a point in the game. I haven't played many games with demons now, but I've played a few. You get to the point where your stuff's all dinged up.
Yeah.
And their stuff's all dinged up. And the longer the game goes on, there's more chance of my stuff going than yours. But suddenly a stand goes, that's half a point to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Suddenly it's one stand goes, that's a point to you.
Thank you.
Shit.
Yeah, it's good.
Just as the game goes along, the attrition works against me.
Yeah, demons have got to be aggressive. They've got to get out there and win.
It's weird, because you can't, it's like the attrition works against you. Because you can bring stuff up, and they're pretty good at bringing stuff. There's only four up to get a stand, and you've got three goes, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the first demons list, I had five sorcerers. That was fucking nuts.
Yeah, it was. It's too strong. I mean, no list as five spellcasters.
No, four. No armies,
four is the max.
Yeah.
No, and undead. But no list as five for good reason. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's lovely. Yeah, the concept that now you can just click and purchase a demon army.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good in Kings of War. There's a demon army running around there. It's obviously good in Mini Hammer, what they call it. Eighth Age, Ninth Age. Because demons are good. People love demons. Well, and I'm trying to make it as generic as possible. Because that was the big.
Did you see someone's comment on your Kickstarter about that?
Well, that was a conscious decision. That took a lot of kind of discussion. Because the first concepts I got done were kind of plaguey. Poxy looking.
Very Nurgle.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not Nurgle, obviously, sir. We wouldn't go. No, we wouldn't be that disrespectful to IP. But they're just not very coherent on the battlefield because they're all a bit fucking random.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those poxy types, and they're all a bit tentacly and these were more generic fighty.
Yeah.
Just paint whatever colour you want.
Yeah, exactly. Though I mean, I'll paint mine red because that's I'm too much of a I'm not creative enough, but. Yeah, you could paint them any colour.
And when you see the rest of the range, they will be along the same line of generic.
Yeah.
They won't be like, the chariots won't be flying discs. Yeah. And, you know, the hounds will look like demonic hounds.
Yes,
Because that's what you'd want, like spiky demonic hounds. Yeah. So, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to the fact that, unlike ogres, which are kind of one of those orcs and goblin type armies, you can win with them. You have won with them. I've seen it.
I've won with them.
You've won with tournaments with them. So it is doable.
I mean, I'm going to win again at the end of the next month.
Of course you are. They're not tier one, are they, orcs and goblins?
No, they're
not tier one. And I think the ogres are the same. They're not tier one.
No.
If they could just find a way of getting some support into each other without having to use another bloody 100-point unit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To support a 100-point unit, then they'd be good. But then that might break them. So let's.
But demons
are good.
Demons are good.
I could see me taking these to tournaments
demon
happily.
Demon Hordes is a very good unit.
One of the bestest.
Well, because there's a tipping point of points to ability that you need your core unit to be in Warmaster, as in for it to be really good. Like if your core unit was, like Chaos Warriors, for example.
They're pretty fucking good.
They're really good, but they pay your points for them too. But so you don't need them to be that good, if you follow. Like, Demon Hordes is perfect. You get a 4-3-5 immune to terror. That is
if you get that.
My spicy meatball.
If you get that on a wood or a hill, ain't nobody.
Ain't no one coming up and getting you off it.
That's fucking hard to shift. Yeah. Supported. Oh my god.
I'd use some cannons and just take one stand off and then watch you disappear.
Yeah, well, well, that's what the swarm's for, isn't it? They don't get drive backs. Oh, he's dying. Bring out your dead. So they didn't find anything in your chest then?
No, not yet. keep talking.
Oh, well, I'm just making sure you're not going to die, sir. Okay, well, I think that's it. We don't want to waffle on too much.
Yeah.
So you've got to get back.
Yes, I do.
I've got a scan card.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it a day, and then we're going to do a little wrap up about events, and then blah blah blah.
Yep.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Good to jibber jabber, fool. Get yourself to BlackGateMiniatures.com. That's BlackGateMiniatures.com.
So, events.
Yes.
We've got the Triwiz coming up.
Yes, we do. That's the next event, is at the end of next month. Triwiz, which is two 1,000-point lists. to an Allies Matrix. Have they published that yet?
The Allies Matrix is the known known anyway.
Yeah, we know what it is.
It's always been the same. I think the only problems were Cathay and Nip, but I think they come in the middle.
Is it going to be a case where your two allies, can they order each other but at a negative one?
Yeah, cool.
But you've
got two generals. That's not nothing.
No. That's quite a different game.
That's not nothing, especially if one of them's a leadership 10, because that's two leadership 9 generals
leadership
on the
10? I'm going to have a leadership 7 goblin general. I've seen a polar fox do one on a big squid. Oh, yes.
Of course he does. Riding in that big squid.
Right, yeah,
I think I'm going to go boring, man. I think I'm going to go employing dwarves.
Oh, Barry, come on.
No, man.
Everyone will do that. Everyone, because that's why everybody would do. Everybody do Empire's Wolves. Being more
just
original.
Think about it, man.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking about it.
I've got my dwarf cannons.
I've got my Empire cannons. Oh, I've got my gyrocopter as well to throw in some more shots.
I ain't taking that.
Oh, I've got a little flame cannon. Oh, I've got a little
Hellblaster. That's a nice
job. You want to come near me?
At the Empire list, I want some. Good infantry. Oh, yes, some good infantry. Dwarf list.
Yeah.
Oh, they're missing some cavalry.
Yeah, good cavalry.
I mean, it covers all the bases. Yeah. Apart from flyers, no access to flyers.
No access to flyers.
You might be able to even do it with dogs of war.
Because you get birdmen then.
No, that's not really flying.
Pseudo flyers.
Witch hunt? No. No. Oh, maybe not. I mean,
you can't do everything.
I think lizards are neutral, so I can play them with anything.
Yes, you can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, again, you waste a lot of points on leadership on some lists, especially like that kind of list, because you've got to take the big frog and multiple skinks.
And multiple little frogs, yeah. Little skinks. I mean, it will be a different enough. It'll be interesting, really interesting, like games, to see what people bring up. Yeah.
I would like to look at how divine guidance works, because I think that's on anything. So it may be that the skinks are leadership 8 ordering anything, because they wouldn't be 9.
Yeah, well, it's if you need a rules clarification because it's situational, you have to ask Jim. Yeah, he's running it. Jim's running it.
Because that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
If they could order leadership 8.
Yeah.
Okay. And they wouldn't be cold-blooded, so they wouldn't be restricted by the 27.
Of course not.
Exploit!
Yes.
Or just take wood elves and ruin everybody's
fun. Like, who should wood elves ally with? Bretonians.
Other wood elves.
Back. Maybe wood elves and high elves, yes. Yes.
Fucking wood elves.
So, that's going on. I have gathered a lot of prize support for the London GT. I've got Magistrum Millistrum, Pendragon, Eureka, and Polar Fox.
And KR.
And KR. So 5 already
items.
And there's others to chase and have promised. I'm currently chatting with this guy in America who does, similar to KR, does miniature cases as a one-man show.
Right.
But he wants to support. He wants to send us some stuff because he loves Warmaster. And he wants us to do a unique design on the cases. So like, you know, he has to keep away from IP, but he wants a unique design on the cases, which I'm not complaining about.
Yeah,
you know, like so there might be more cases of a type that we've not seen before.
That'd be good, because the figure cases don't really take Warmaster stuff too well. It is a niche market.
But what I would, the Zen place to get to is to, I mean, is to get, to be able to give away, like, some painted stuff would be quite cool. You know, like, I'd really love to do. It's like, even if it was like a 1,000-point army of painted stuff, like, there you go.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I did find something today, because I've been unpacking into my new man cave. I found a bit of stuff I'd stashed away to make a temporary little trophy with as well, like another one. And obviously, there's trophies and there's swords to win and other things as well. I mean, there'll be for an event, there'll be a lot of prize support.
So you're going to try Wiz, I'm going to try Wiz, and then we've got some more events. After I finish the Kickstarter, in the lull between the Kickstarter finishing and the sculpts arriving, is when I'm going to plan the Warmaster International event in Bruno.
Yeah, big that up.
It's going to be good. I think we're looking for 30 players.
What are you going to call it?
Don't know.
Call it Blackgate Miniatures Con.
No, it's nothing to do with Blackgate. It's something to do with a War Master podcast and War Master Revolution.
Ooh.
It's coming home.
Yeah.
War Master Revolution's coming home.
But yeah, but not here.
No, it wasn't made here, it was made there.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's good. It may be. Do you think we should do a tournament or should we have it more casual? Because some people are put off by tournaments. Some people would rather have like a casual event.
Yeah, but I mean. You have, but other people would want a tournament. They want organised games.
Yeah, I'm not saying they could be organised games, but do they have to be tournament games?
Well, Barry, ultimately, you're running the thing. You decide.
But I think it will be a tournament.
I think a tournament is just easier. Like you can make it take the brakes off it in terms of like every game's a battle line and etc.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah. But I mean, I totally agree with you. Okay, we'll drop the scenarios for that because of what it is, but. I know that, like, for example, Jim, for example, like, wants organised games. Like, you know, he wants to know that if he's committed to it, he's going to get six games or whatever.
Yeah.
So, that's what I sort of do.
That makes sense. And the other thing I've got to decide is how much I want to charge, because effectively I don't need to charge.
Cover your costs.
Well, there aren't going to be very many costs. The only costs really are going to be things like trophies.
Then cover your costs. And have a bit of pool money for that.
Well, what I would rather do is charge a bit, not like a giant amount, but make sure we've got enough to give everybody a rule book, give everybody an army book printed, and maybe even pay for lunch.
And state that, your intention with the ticket then.
Yeah, so I'll see if I can juggle the pricing, get like a lunch for everybody on both days, so you get fed. Because that's nice, isn't it? When you go to the GW thing and you get fed in the venue, that's nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
I think it was like last time when it was £55.
Yeah.
And they gave you two lunches in 2 days.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's it.
So it probably won't be £55 because it'll probably only cost me about. Maybe I can get the rule books for 15, 20 for a rule and army book. And the prizes themselves, the like trophies, won't be very much. Because people don't want a massive fucking cup to take home. They just want something little, maybe not as little as
those. But you want something.
Yeah, but not as little as those things Jim gave.
No, that's the other level.
I've got three of those fucking little ticket things that's on casters, whatever they are. Maybe something a little bit. Sorry, Jim, I'm not right. and food and that meat, and then we'll get some prize support, but we'll ship that out in advance.
Yeah, of whatever you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So be good.
I mean,
15th and 16th of February 2020.
Like, for something like that, what would be really cool, Barry, as a prize support, for example, is you're a one-man show, is you're giving away an army's worth.
That's undoubted that there will be prize
support. That's a prize. And with enough notice, I could even paint it.
I don't need to, because the problem is it's going to jam us all night, isn't it? God damn it!
Well, we
got to get some.
Demons will beat high.
So we need to keep him. We need to keep it simple, so he's not going to trick him on scenarios and stuff. He's not going to use his advanced knowledge. So it's a nice battle line.
Keep it simple.
Make him play goblins.
Get him drunk the night before.
He doesn't drink, the bastard. Doesn't drink. Spike his drink with the LSD. His morning coffee.
This.
He probably only drinks out of a sealed mineral water bottle.
Of course, can't have the locals.
Anyway, so that'll be the next thing. So it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a very good year. I mean, because this the seven events that are listed, which we've already done one of this year, and as I say, BonesCon went very well.
Yeah. And died.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to meet Alish. I've talked to him a lot.
Yes.
It'd be nice to meet him in person. And Brad, I think, lives.
I'd like to meet him over a pint and just be like, so tell me, be interesting.
Yeah. I think he's got a young family, though. I think most people are kind of our generation. I'm not putting me and you together in that, but we're kind of the extremes of a generation,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not old enough to be your dad.
Too good looking to be one of mine.
He'd have been thrown in the pit. God damn him. So anyway, so we might as well wrap this one up.
Yep.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Paul will have a baby.
Yes. A son.
Joffrey. Joffrey Stannis. Winter the Third.
I'm going to ask Hannah right now.
Joffrey or Stannis?
Yeah. Is it Joffrey spelled with a J?
Yeah, J.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, okay, cool, carry on.
So, I mean, what other good names from there have we got? Tyrion?
Tywin.
What's the other Baratheon?
Robert, Stannis, and...
The third one. The pretty one.
Oh, what was he called? Shit.
The Knight of the...
Yeah,
I can't remember his name.
It's gone. Yeah.
It was an R. Anyway, so that was Warmaster Podcast, Talking Shit, episode 112. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Paul's gone now. His time's up. Hazel's waking up any minute. Okay. See you later.
Would you like to know more?